Like Jesus wants to tell us something very important today, because he repeats four times. Did you hear those words? Do not worry about your life. Why are you so anxious? Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And we can say, well, Jesus, it's easy to say it for you because you didn't have family. You didn't have loan, the car, loan mortgage on the house, kids in McGill or in college. Now, life now is much more difficult. We have things to worry about. But I think he still has right to say it. Don't worry about it. Let me take care of that. And doesn't mean that if we don't worry, our lives won't be without any troubles and be perfect like in paradise. No. It means that he really can provide for us things which we need. But sometimes what we need, or what we think that we really need, and what we strive so much for, maybe not the best for us. Don't worry about your life. When we worry too much, it's because we want to be in control of our lives. We want to take care of the on the poles and that things may go as we wish. And Jesus says, well, yeah, do your best, but let me also be in charge. Don't go depressed because something bad happens. Let me show you the way I can help you. Be patient and trust. And how often we struggle with this trust that something bad goes in job or around else, and we worry so much because we are not able to trust God that He will provide. Because we are used to take care of things by ourselves. Somebody said, let it go and let God come to your life. Let Him take control over what you think you are supposed to be controlling. And it's not easy. We know it all. It's not easy to not to worry when we have so many worries. But it is possible because we are here. Receive body and blood of our Jesus Christ. He give us strength to do it, to let Him be real Savior. And the key for this is in the last sentences of today's Gospel. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Jesus doesn't say, when you will be okay with money, when you pay all your loans, and you have few hundred thousands in your bank saving account, then you can take care of the kingdom of God. No, he says, do it now. I know you are busy. I know you have so many struggles, but take care of my kingdom now. And what is God's kingdom? It's very simple. We heard it many times. These are poor people in our neighborhood, sick, homebound, those in prisons. And most of all, your family is your kingdom. It's God's kingdom closest to you. How often do we spend too much time doing everything else and not spending enough time and love for our families? Just take care of your kingdom where I am present. So many challenges come from it. It's really an invitation to live our baptismal dignity as son and daughters of God. to experience His care, to experience our importance in His eyes. So let us think, brothers and sisters, today during Eucharist and the prayer, what are my three biggest worries in my life? What I'm so afraid in my life that I don't let God take care of it? What doesn't allow me to sleep peacefully at night because I'm worried so much? And tell about that God, and try to help, tell Him, God, I want to give it to You. Take care of it. Acknowledge that even if you worry so much, you cannot change anything. He is the one who can really take care of that. So may this Eucharist bring us this strength, bring us the hope and trust that God can really take care of our lives. We by ourselves cannot really do too much.